As the U.S. prepares to feel the impact of President Donald Trump's new tariffs on Canada and Mexico, he's giving the nation's largest automakers a stay of execution. And with President Trump making more moves to cut off Ukraine, European leaders are holding an emergency meeting to shore up their defenses while also supporting the war-torn country. As President Trump's 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico settle in, he's offering three of the U.S.'s biggest automakers a month-long reprieve. The stock market surged Wednesday after the Trump administration granted a 30-day tariff exemption upon request from the big three U.S. automakers, Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis, which is the parent company of Jeep and Chrysler. White House Press, Secretary Caroline Leavitt says, President Trump is also open to providing additional exemptions for other companies. The tariffs are meant to address drugs flowing into the U.S. from Mexico and Canada and illegal border crossings. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has said his country has put policies in place to address those issues, but in posts on his Truth Social platform, President Trump said those efforts were, quote, not good enough to convince him to lift the tariffs. On Tuesday, Trudeau said Canada will impose its own tariffs on more than $100 billion of American goods over the course of 21 days. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum indicated Wednesday her country's countermeasures would be announced on Sunday. And President Trump, during his address to Congress, Tuesday promised reciprocal tariffs if the countries decide to do so. Now to the Trump administration's plans to cut government spending. The Department of Veterans Affairs is planning a reorganization, which will include cutting more than 80,000 jobs, according to an internal memo obtained by multiple news outlets. The VA's chief of staff said, in the memo, the goal is to cut enough employees to return to 2019 staffing levels of just under 400,000, which means getting rid tens of thousands of employees who were hired after the VA expanded during the Biden administration and in response to the 2022 PACT Act, which covers veterans impacted by burn pits. Meanwhile, just weeks after more than 700 probationary employees were fired from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, more than 100 are reportedly being called back to the job. Current and former CDC employees say about 180 people got an email Tuesday with the subject line, quote, read this email immediately, and their termination had been rescinded, clearing them to return to work immediately. The email reportedly said, you should return to duty under your previous work schedule. We apologize for any disruption that this may have caused. It's not clear just how many of the reinstated employees returned to work. Nor is it clear whether they'll be spared from more upcoming widespread job cuts expected across government agencies. The head of a federal watchdog agency has been removed from office after an appeals court sided with the Trump administration. The head of the Office of Special Counsel, Hampton Dellinger, sued Trump last month after he was fired. Even though the law says special counsels can be removed by the president for inefficiency, neglect of duty, or malfeasance in office, Dellinger is likely to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. Leaders from across Europe are gathering in Belgium Thursday for an emergency summit to talk beefing up their own military defenses while making sure Ukraine will still be properly protected by its allies. Their meeting comes just days after President Trump paused U.S. military aid to Ukraine earlier this week. And just yesterday, the Trump administration announced it will no longer share intelligence with Kyiv. President Trump has said he would lift the pause on military shipments to Ukraine once he feels Ukraine's president is ready to negotiate an end to the war. French President Emmanuel Macron says he plans to talk to the European Union about the possibility of using France's nuclear deterrent to protect the continent from Russian threats. The EU president has proposed an $840 billion plan that would allow EU member states to spend much more on defense. In the Middle East, Hamas is ignoring a new threat from President Trump to immediately release Israeli hostages still being held in Gaza, or, quote, there will be hell to pay. The militant group is accusing President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of trying to back out of the ceasefire agreement that was reached in January. Under the deal, Israel and Hamas were already supposed to have started negotiations for the remaining hostages to be released in exchange for more Palestinian prisoners, as well as a permanent ceasefire and an Israeli withdrawal from Gaza. President Trump's, quote, last warning came after he met with eight former hostages at the White House on Wednesday. Meanwhile, the White House confirmed it took part in unprecedented direct talks with Hamas. The terror group is believed to still have 24 living hostages who taken during the October 7th, 2023 attack that started the war in Gaza, including one Israeli-American. It is also holding the bodies of 34 others who were either killed in the initial attack or in captivity. Also this week, the Trump administration and Israel's prime minister rejected a plan for the reconstruction of Gaza endorsed by Arab leaders. The White House said the president stands by his own vision for the war-torn enclave, which includes forcing the territory's Palestinian residents out and transforming into the Riviera of the Middle East, which the U.S. would own. Tech billionaire Elon Musk met with Senate Republicans behind closed doors for about 2 hours on Wednesday, discussing his Department of Government efficiency's spending cuts and how Congress could help pass a so-called rescission package from the White House, which would allow Congress to codify DOGE cuts. If Congress were to take up this package, they would only need a simple majority to pass it, which Republicans have in both chambers. Many of DOGE's recently announced spending cuts and layoffs have been met with legal pushback in the courts. But with Congress's help, passing a rescission package could make DOGE's cuts permanent. According to Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, Musk was so happy about what the senators proposed that he started pumping his fists and dancing on news. There is a viable pathway in Congress to codify DOGE cuts. The private meeting also reportedly gave some GOP lawmakers a platform to express concerns with Musk about being left out of the loop, signaling to Musk they need to work closer together to pass legislation that would benefit DOGE's efforts. As some lawmakers met with Musk, they're also facing a March 14th deadline to pass a spending bill to keep the government from shutting down. Right now, Trump is asking Congress to pass a continuing resolution bill to fund the government through September. Intuitive Machines, Athena Lander is expected to touch down on the lunar surface by early Thursday afternoon, marking another giant leap for future space exploration. The mission partners with Lunar Outpost to deploy the first commercial rover and with tech giant Nokia to establish the first cellular network on Earth's only natural satellite. This comes just days after Firefly Aerospace successfully landed its Blue Ghost Lander, the first successful commercial moon landing. Athena's mission will be to carry NASA experiments near the moon's South Pole, a region crucial for future lunar missions. The United States is looking to get astronauts back to the moon within the next several years.